When times are hard, when everything's going mad, when there are lots of struggles, and some people are working out how to balance their books every month, well, you can turn to God.
Yes.
So I decided this year I would go to church more.
Okay.
Because it was a kind of a question of walking the talk. After writing A State of Fear, which gave me something of an existential crisis about human psychology.
Right.
You know, seeing in our time how people were whipped up using propaganda and fear to comply with draconian laws.
Yeah.
And then writing my next book, Free Your Mind, which is all about how you resist manipulation. They keep coming back to, they keep bringing me back to what you can do as an individual to have a strong sense of values, to get spiritual nourishment, to do things that provide more stability for society. So I thought, well, I'm going to try this.
Right.
I'm going to try going back to church. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since my C of E school.
Yes. And did you go regularly to church when you were a child?
Well, I went to a C of E school, and
that's
you know,
not the same thing. Sorry to break it to you.
No, normal things like Easter, Christmas, not every Sunday.
So you didn't go every Sunday?
No.
See, I was an altar boy.
Were you?
Catholic, good Catholic boy. Every Sunday, sometimes Saturdays, weddings.
Really?
You know, Stations of the Cross, the whole nine yards.
Photos, or it's not real. Photos next week, please, of Mike as an altar boy.
I don't think we had pictures in those days.
We didn't have a camera. You couldn't afford a kebab. You certainly couldn't afford a camera.
I tried to buy a camera once, and my father wouldn't let me get it on hire purchase, which was the only way I could afford to. But yeah, he said you have to save up for it.
That's the good old days when you weren't allowed to borrow money.
Yeah.
I say that to my sons all the time. My youngest is always saying, can I have a tenner? I'll pay you back when I'm paid.
Yeah.
No. Learn to manage your money, sunshine.
Really?
He thinks I'm horrible.
Yeah, but I get the call in the middle of the night to say, I can't get home, I need to get a taxi, I haven't got any money. So you haven't got any choice, really, at that point.
Use your legs. Buy
well,
a kebab
not,
with the
loose
change in
your pocket.
You can't
always do that in the countryside, though.
Back to church.
Anyway, sorry,
back to church. Gosh, we've learned about Mike the altar boy, Mike the Day of the Triffid resident, and Cab or Kebab.
Yeah.
Cab or kebab
is great.
This sounds like a new program.
That could be a new TV show.
Cab or kebab. I'm TMing that.
Very good.
Okay. So back to church. Well, what I found since looking into the church again more and getting its daily news and going to church is I feel like the Church of England, it's debatable really whether it worships God or net zero. It's obsessed with climate.
Is it?
Sometimes going to a sermon is like woke bingo.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, this is all led by the Archbishop of Wokebury, isn't it?
It is. I mean, he's COP27, he made quite a rousing fire and brimstone speech about flooding.
Right.
And that set me off on a little journey. I thought, well, okay, there are floods which cause trauma, death, devastation. They may or may not be anthropogenic. I looked at the IPCC information on that. It's not really very clear. Some might be, some might not be. Oh, gosh, so what's happening with flooding in this country? Here's the Archbishop of the Church of England, after all. And I've got the figures here because I contacted the ONS about it. And it's not the only point to make about his COP26 speech, but it's just something that struck me. One death has been registered as caused by flooding in England and Wales between 2013 and 2021.
One?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Registered as caused by flooding.
8 years?
Yeah. There might be others, but they weren't registered as caused by flooding. Maybe they died later of other causes or something. There were, however, 4,859 deaths related to drug poisoning in England and Wales in 2021.
Right.
And it's just one of those things that strikes me. I mean, you never really hear the Church of England talking about drug problems.
No.
And I've got teenage boys. I know you've got teenagers. You must be exposed, just as I am, to how many drugs young people are doing.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why aren't they talking about that?
Because it's not fashionable.
Well, it's not about climate, is it? And then there's another one. The Museum of Homelessness charity found that the number of homeless people that died in 2022 was 1,313, which was an 85% increase on the study 3 years before. So we've got all these people dying on the streets and dying from drugs. And I can't find the Archbishop of Canterbury talking about that.
No.
He's banging on about floods.
Well, it's like when he bangs on about migrants and Tories, and he doesn't actually say that the Archbishop would have in his power the ability to devote huge swathes of land that the church owns in parts of the country where they could build houses and put them all in them. They don't do any of that.
I just found something about it, it rankles and it feels unfair and difficult, because in two areas, drug dependency and addiction and homelessness, where you think the church might be able to really offer spiritual nourishment, guidance,
seems
and
like
where
a Christian
that
thing
might
to do.
And it might make sense for political direction. instead, its focus is unremittingly on net zero. I mean, another example was at Lent, there were talks that people could give up meat, have meat-free Fridays, not for the reasons they used to, which would be to mirror when Jesus...
Fish on a Friday was definitely a staple of my childhood.
Yeah, but that was about Jesus going into the desert for 40 days. That's what Lent's about. Right. It wasn't about the sacrifice Jesus made. No, it's for climate. Mm. As though you can change the purpose of something which has got, you know, a thousands of years old tradition for something which is a brand new human concern that you can just switch one practice
in Ireland,
for another.
They're talking about slaughtering hundreds of hundreds of livestock for the climate, to save the climate. It's nice, isn't it?
No, it's not nice.
No, I know. I didn't think it was nice.
So I'm finding at the moment that just when I've had something of a little bit of a road to Damascus moment, the church has had a road to Davos moment.
Yeah.
And just at the time when I'm interested in the structure that church might provide, I feel like the structure is quite hollow, like an empty vessel, and it doesn't really know what it's about anymore. Oh. Anyway, my latest Substack's about my experience of the Church of England.
Yes. Mick says this, Laura laughs, but I remember living on minced tatty soup, no lino, no TV, and only one car in the village in the 60s. It's true. It's absolutely true.